I don't take as much now as I did when I, before I got, had that bleeding ulcer. I took about 38 units then.
And you don't take that much now?
I think 25 is what they give me now.
Oh, that's good. What about a person who can't hear?
They're deaf.
Okay. And if you go out in the field and work in the hot sun, you'll sweat a lot. You say, boy, yesterday I must have, what, 10 gallons?
Sweated 10 gallons. You know, I read a piece in, it's getting off the subject, but I read a piece in the Reader's Digest the other day where it told about these people going around selling hearing aids and told them not to buy them unless they had a showing that they was a certified authority, had certified authority to sell them.
Yeah, people will do anything.
They'd just do anything for the money.
Over in Florence, they had trouble with some people coming around painting houses. You know, they'd come up and say they were going to paint your house. Mm-hmm. They'd charge a person $250, $300, and then what they put on there was whitewash. And the first time it rained, it came up.
It's all washed off. I know it. Why, people, these are the most frauds in the world. It's just a sight on earth.
You can't trust anybody.
No, you can't trust nobody. I don't see how the world stands.
Seems like they get worse all the time.
They do. And you know, the Bible says in one place that the devil will be loosed. And I said if he wasn't loose now, that he would never be loose.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I read somewhere the other day that that there's a lot of people that believe that the second coming is getting close because of the stuff it says in Isaiah and Revelation and all of this.
The Bible's a fulfilling every day. Right. Every day.
Sure is. Sometimes when you get a sore place on your arm or your leg and it kind of puffs up and gets full of stuff and it's real sore, you call that a what? You call it
a rising.
Okay.
I think that's what you call them.
Puss out. Did you ever see anybody put a piece of bacon fat on or something to bring them to a head?
I've done that.
And I believe it works.
It draws it to where you can slice it and mm-hmm. get it out. Mm-hmm. It sure does. I think it helps.
When you, sometimes when you get arthritis or if you injure your hand or something and it gets big, you say your hand is all what?
Swollen.
Okay. If you burn yourself, a what will come up?
Blister.
Okay, and what does it have in it?
It has water. Okay. It's just water in it.
I guess you had a few blisters with all that hoeing you did.
Yes. You know what? I didn't learn till my first grandbaby was born. She is pretty good. She's walking good. But her mother had washed and used them black pots we was talking about, to boil the clothes in. And she had poured the water out and this little child went through them coals and things, you know, and just got burnt bad.
Wow.
Well, we were just so scared and worried so bad, and the lady that they live with, she says, Norma, she says, have you got any vinegar? She says, no, ma'am. She says, well, go out to the store and get you a gallon. She went out there and got her a gallon of vinegar, and they just wet sheets and things, you know, and wrapped that child up in that vinegar, you know, and she never even had a scar or a blister or nothing. Vinegar is the best thing for a burn it's ever been.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
You know, talking about old remedies and things like that, I can remember one time when I was playing when I was a little baby, I couldn't remember that, but I was little, mm-hmm. and I was playing with an old can or something that had a jagged top on it, and I cut a big hole in my hand here, and I remember they poured it full of kerosene.
Yeah, kerosene.